Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay
caramba, disguises,
disguises,
surprises,
surprises,
and pies of
all
sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Today's show is dedicated to loyal and courageous pizza delivery persons everywhere.
And now, live, well, animated from the Garfield Television Studio, we bring you the first annual Garfield Watchers Test.
Thank you. Welcome to the first annual Garfield Watchers Test. Well, today
the
we're going
to... The first annual Garfield Watchers Test is brought to you by the Schlocko Battery-Powered Battery Changer, the only battery changer guaranteed to change its own batteries.
Right. Well, like I was saying, welcome to the first annual Garfield
Watchers... And by the Schlocko Cabbage Waxer. Now you can wax your cabbage with the cabbage waxer the professionals use.
Are you quite finished?
Back to you, Garfield!
Thank you. Today, folks, we're going to see if you've been paying attention while watching my show. Get your pencils ready.
And make sure they're Schlocko pencils. Schlocko pencils can write in any language. English, French, Spanish, even Pig Latin. Schlocko pencils write long sentences, short sentences, vowels, consonants.
All right, enough. Cut. Time out. The cat's had his fill of this. Excuse me one moment, folks. Like we don't have enough commercials on this show already. Okay, Big Mouth, what's with all the Schlocko commercials on my show?
They're paying us to do them.
How much?
This much.
That's enough money to keep me in food for a whole month, week. How much of that do I get?
Half? What do you have to say now?
And now, this word from our sponsor.
Hey, kids, would you like to have the neatest, most fun toy in the whole world? Well, here it is, the Schlocko Ball 2000. Yes, the Schlocko Ball 2000 is the most incredible space-age invention of the century. Throw it down, it magically flies back into your hand. Throw it up in the air, it harnesses the mystic forces of gravity to return to you. Made out of a top-secret miracle formula.
It's made out of rubber.
That's the Schlocko Ball 2000, only $99.95 wherever Schlocko stuff is sold.
Is it my turn, finally?
And now, back to the first annual Garfield Watchers Test.
Thank you. Here's question number one. This kitchen employs 32 cooks and 41 assistants. They are busily preparing a meal for A, the 5th Marine Division, B, the entire state of Indiana, or C, me. The correct answer is, of course, C. That was an easy one just to get us started. Question number two. John is supposed to pick up a beautiful lady for a date at 8 o'clock. When he gets home, he will be A, proud of how charming he was, B, hopelessly in love, or C, in plenty of time for the 9 o'clock news. And the correct answer is C. John Arbuckle dates do not last long. I sometimes use them to time soft-boiled eggs. Question number three. The average doggy tongue is A, 6 inches long, B, 12 inches long, or C, easily mistaken for a freeway. C, easily mistaken for a freeway, especially since Odie's nose looks like an off-ramp. The next question is how
much... The next question is, are you sick of wrapping presents for your friends and family?
No, the next question is about lasagna.
Then you need the Schlocko Wrap-O-Matic. The Schlocko Wrap-O-Matic wraps, folds, bends, knots, and ties. Just watch how easily the Schlocko Wrap-O-Matic will wrap a gift according to the holiday of your choice. Garfield, would you hold up that box for us?
Oh, the things I do for money.
Now, we push the start button and begin our wrap session.
Hey, unhand me. Do I look like a gift?
The Schlocko Wrap-O-Matic does gifts for Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Elvis Presley's birthday. See how quickly it works. That's the Schlocko Rap-O-Matic. And now, back to you, Garfield!
Let me out!
I'm getting sick of these commercials.
Think of the money.
Our next question is about lasagna. After removing lasagna from the oven, it will stay fresh for A, 24 hours, B, 12 hours, or C, it doesn't matter, it's gone in 19 seconds. The correct answer is always C, if you haven't noticed by now. Okay, here's another question about lasagna. Lasagna is...
And speaking of lasagna...
As I usually am...
When you don't have time to cook pasta, try Schlocko brand frozen microwave lasagna food substitute product.
Food substitute product? Let me see that stuff. Contains partially hydrogenated soybean oil, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, potassium chloride, xanthan gum.
All you need is a microwave oven.
There's no cheese in this, or tomato, or food.
Just pop it in for 2.3 seconds. And you have delicious Schlocko brand frozen microwave lasagna food product substitute. Try it.
Are you sure you took it out of the box?
Look for Schlocko frozen food product substitutes everywhere.
Everywhere? No, this cannot be. These people must be stopped. I am now going to A, go on with the show, B, allow these commercials to continue, or C, demonstrate the Schlocko mouse eliminator. What's the answer? C, of course.
Garfield, think about the money.
Some things are more important than money. Bad lasagna, to name one. Sorry, folks. We'll resume the first annual Garfield Watchers test with no further interruption. For the last question, I asked John Arbuckle and Odie to join me and...
Hey! Hey! Stop! Turn it off!
I know I'm gifted, but this is ridiculous!
We're here, Garfield. Garfield?
Hmm?
Gosh, Odie, I guess we missed the show.
Aww.
But look, Garfield left us a present. Let's take it home.
Yeah.
No, Odie. It says, do not open until Christmas. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Even if it is more than 9 months away.
Last question. The second annual Garfield Watchers test will occur A, next year, B, next decade, or C, over my dead body. You know the answer. Good night. Just look at this. Someone left the cellar door open. John's told me 100 times to keep it closed. I better close it so nobody gets hurt. Sorry about that, Johnny boy.
Good morning. Today, the Orson Farm Players present for your edification the classic poem The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I...
Wrong! We're not doing that poem. We're doing Orson's version.
Orson's version? My word. Forgive me. And now that not-so-classic poem, The Rooster, by Edgar Orson Pig. Why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
Hey, if you come to rehearsals...
The Rooster, by Edgar Orson Pig. Once upon a Monday dreary, toting crops had made me weary. Putting them away had been a long and very awesome chore. Carrots, corn, and ripe tomatoes, peppers, peas, and sweet potatoes. 'Twas the most impressive crop that I had seen in quite a score. As I sat to guard the most impressive crop in quite a score, someone heard his stomach roar.
Shh!
I'd stand guard with all my powers, and to pass the boring hours, I had brought a brand new book that promised fascinating lore. As my book I started reading, suddenly I heard stampeding, as of someone charging most directly for the wooden door. 'Tis some rooster, I then muttered, charging at the wooden door. In a flash, his beak was sore. Ah, the rooster, as expected, charged the barn that I protected, seeking to enhance his diet with our vegetables galore. Then he said,
"Now listen, Piggy, this year's crop's a real biggie. I'm not leaving till I get some vegetables which I adore."
But I couldn't give this rooster vegetables that he'd adore.
Yow!
"Call me when you reach the shore." All year long we work the soil. In the fields workers toil, so that we can have a harvest like they did in days of yore. I resumed my bookish learning, knowing well he'd be returning. Later, as I sat and pondered, up to me a merchant wandered from the A1 Vacuum Cleaner Company of Baltimore. As his wares he demonstrated, I was truly captivated.
"Nothing can now keep me from the goodies right behind that door."
Truly, he did not suspect the trap I'd laid behind the door. Quoth the rooster,
"Where's the floor? Yahoo!"
There he was in all his splendor, vowing still to not surrender, even though he'd failed like the many times he'd tried before. But he said without contrition,
"I will not give up on my mission."
He would get those vegetables, that was the vow on which he swore. I would guard to keep him from succeeding in the vow he swore. Roosters can be such a bore. Soon I started getting drowsy. Boy, this book is really lousy. Though I tried to stay awake, I soon began to nap and snore. In a wink, this pig was dreaming, while the foul one was scheming with a suit of lettuce that he'd gotten from a costume store.
"I'm so glad I bought this suit when I was at the costume store. Watch me even up the score."
I was off in blissful slumber.
"Sounds like someone sawing lumber."
Dreaming of a girl I'd known when I was but a lad of 4. I recall the sunny weather, all the games we played together with the young and chubby maiden whom her parents named Lenore. As I sat and dreamed a dream about my friend, the lost Lenore, someone grabbed up more and more. She would play games with her buddy, like all pigs, a little muddy. And the times I heard her laugh, it always made my spirits soar. While I sat there, soundly sleeping, trouble on 6 legs was creeping. In the barn my brothers snuck, my brothers whom we all deplore. Sound asleep, I didn't see the brothers whom we all deplore. Someone shuddered to the core. Then my brother, most abusive, found one basket quite elusive. He pursued the lettuce, and he caught it right beside the door. Soon the rooster was confessing,
"I'd best give up salad dressing."
All the time I was in dreamland with my friend the pig Lenore. Didn't do much for my image when they used me in a scrimmage. My friend ran away so that she wouldn't see the big uproar. I recalled my brother's laughter, worst of all, what happened after. When she said,
"My parents say I can't play with you anymore."
Soon her parents moved away. I didn't see her anymore. So much for my friend Lenore. Still asleep but half awoken, I dreamed how my heart was broken. How my brothers should be punished for the pains they'd caused before. Unaware that I was nearing, they had stopped off in a clearing. And they'd found the rooster in the lettuce costume that he wore. He regretted very much the lettuce costume that he wore.
"Cartoons can't have blood and gore."
Dreaming of great perseverance, I then made a grand appearance. My determination made me strong as Hercules or Thor.
My heroic strong compulsions sent all three into convulsions. But I'd been emboldened by the memories of lost Lenore. So emboldened was I by the memories of lost Lenore. For the hills my brothers tore. I awoke then very tired, quite surprised at what transpired. In my sleep I'd felt a power that I'd never felt before. Then I found my sly amigo, battered in both form and ego. And I asked him if he'd give up stealing food we tried to store. Roy, I asked, do you intend to swipe the food we try to store? Quoth the rooster,
nevermore.
Come on, boy. We gotta get this stagecoach through the pass. There are hungry cats in the next town with a hankering for this food.
Will you be quiet? No, not you, Cheryl. So, Cheryl, how about a date with a handsome, eligible man about town? I meant me. Very funny, Cheryl. Now listen, Cheryl. Cheryl, I don't see what's so amusing. Cheryl?
Odie, for a dog, you make a lousy horse. How are we going to get this picnic outside so we can eat it? Good idea. We need to lighten the load on this stagecoach of might. Don't be ridiculous. Horses don't eat strawberry jam sandwiches.
I can wait just as long as you can, Cheryl. Cheryl? Cheryl? I'm going to answer the door, Cheryl. I'll be right back. May I help you?
I think I have the wrong address. Is this Riverside Drive?
No, that's about four blocks west. You're perfect. You're beautiful.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this woman and this cartoonist in matrimony. Do you, strange, beautiful woman at the door, take this cartoonist as your husband to have and to hold in sickness and in health? With or without this cat?
I do.
And do you, John Arbuckle, take this woman to be your wife, even though you don't have the slightest idea what her name is?
I do.
You do what?
Huh?
You just said I do. What do you do?
Oh, I'm just a cartoonist.
Cartoonist? I love cartoonists.
You do?
My dream man has always been a cartoonist who loves music.
I love music. I have a great record collection.
Record collection? What's a record?
Giddy-app. What a shame. Looks like I have to lighten our cargo some more.
Records are these discs that play music.
You mean compact discs?
No, before they had compact discs, people listened to records. See, this is a record.
How about if I come back this evening and you can play some records for me?
Sure! She's gonna come over and listen to records with me. I'd better pick out something romantic.
Something's wrong with our stagecoach here. Here's the problem. I left the brake on. Wow. Runaway stagecoach!
She'll like this one. My record player!
Bad dog, Odie. You should know better than to play stagecoach in the living room. Hey, I wasn't the one who creamed your whatchamacallit machine.
Well, I guess I'll just have to go out and buy a new record player for tonight.
Record player? What's a record?
Come on, guys. We're going to get a new record player.
Lead on, Mick Arbuckle.
You can stop now, Cheryl.
You want to buy what?
A record player. It's a machine. You put records on, and then they play, and you can hear music.
You mean a CD player?
No. Somebody here has to have heard of record players.
Lou, Sam, anyone here know anything about record players?
No. Yeah, what's that? You mean a CD player?
Okay. I'll just go someplace where they have them.
Uh-oh, I know that tone of voice. When John sounds like that, we aren't getting dinner for a long time.
We'll try that store down the block.
And just when I was up to ninesies.
Yes, a machine that plays records. It goes around and around and around and around.
I seem to remember something about them. We used them back in the old days, back when I was just a boy. I might have one in the back with the real old antiques. Come on. Ah, here you are. A record player.
I'll take it. I found one, guys.
Found one what?
This is a record player. Guard it while I go bring the car around.
I don't know what it does either, but it would make a dandy stagecoach. Giddy up, horsey. Let's get this stagecoach on the trail. That's not where the horse goes. Get down there and pull. You're the horse because you attract more flies than I do.
Wait, watch! Hey,
ouch!
If you'd have been a good horse, this wouldn't have happened.
Did you see a record player go by here?
What's a record player?
Whoa, my record player!
Never mind that, whatever it is. What about my stagecoach? And my back.
I'm going to play records for that lady. Even if I don't have a working record player, she is going to hear music.
What do you mean? What can we do? John, don't look at us like that.
I love listening to records, John. These are even better than compact discs.
Glad you like them.
Could we listen to something Latin?
Anything you like, my dear. I'll put on some Latin music.
Okay. But if he wants to hear anything disco, I'm out of here.